few books which Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends for devotees who wish to become familiar with the world of Krishna, the spiritual world of Krishna. And one of them is Sri Sri Stavavali, which is a compilation of various works of Raghunath Das Goswami. So, in particular, this work which I will read to you today from Sri Sri Braj Vilas Stava is recommended for all those who want to enter the pastimes of Radha and Krishna by praying to the various associates of Krishna, by praying to the Leela Stalas, the places where the pastimes take place, and by praying to Radha and Krishna. The devotee can make himself and herself familiar with the world of Krishna, and through Smaranam enter the world of Krishna. So it's very interesting how Raghunath Goswami starts. And this is very much telling to us. See, you will not have an interest to go into the world of Krishna. You think, my world is perfect. I don't need any other world. I have my food. I have my mobile telephone. The new apps are coming. I have an abonnement of this and so on. Raghunath Goswami starts by describing himself as a traveler on a very difficult path, the path which leads through material existence. And he has just met a snake there, and this snake, who is very proud, has bitten him, and as a result, he has lost his eyesight. He's blind now. Are we not also blind? Can you see yourself, Ambika? Can you see yourself very clearly? Well, you can see the image in the mirror, but not, that's not yourself. That's the false self. Can you see yourself, Devashika? You are not a photographer with a nice Hawaii shirt. You are an eternal spiritual form who has a form of love, like our Premamurti. So the blindness has come. There is another there is another problem. Raghunath Goswami says he has met a hunter who has somehow decided to shoot at him, and he has been pierced by the arrow. What is the arrow he speaks about? It's this dependence on others. Especially as we become older, we become dependent on others. When I was in Vrindavan, I was totally dependent on Atul for my food, for my drinking water, and for my managing my life. Now I'm dependent on our couple, Nikunja and Vip, a very immersed person. Vip, Vipakit stands for very, I for immersed, and P for person, you know. So this dependence on others can be problematic when you get older, when you cannot follow your path because you always have to look, what is the other person thinking? There is another problem which he has. There is the big forest fire has started. That's our desires. Oh, I wish I could have this. I wish I could have that experience. So he now says, I'm in this, I mean, someone who has been hit by an arrow, bit by a snake, and is surrounded by fire, only that person knows how much he suffers. Only that person knows. So this is an analogy. Only you know how much you suffer, and so on. Now he says, I long for the drop of nectar which comes from Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. That is how he makes the conclusion or the bridge to Radha and Krishna. A person who is ill and he lies blind on the path of the forest of material existence, and he has forgotten who he is. A person who is surrounded by a fire which gets him. Yeah, a person who is, hit by an arrow, he can only be saved by amrita, by nectar. No? When the nectar comes, his illness goes and he becomes inspired. So therefore he prays for the nectar. This is what he prays. Please repeat. Yan Madhuri Divya Sudha Rasaptihe Smritihe Ganenapi Atilolitatma Patmaye Rajasta Akila Vrajam cha natva sanato vata to didikshe. Imagine, he is suffering, he is burning, inside he is burning, outside he is burning, he is hurting. I greatly yearn to see my most beloved king and queen. Shri Shri Radha Madhava. Say, Shri Shri Radha Madhava. The memory of a single drop from the nectar ocean of whose sweetness has made my heart very eager to see them. He's saying, I have a little nectar drop from the ocean of Radha Madhava's sweetness. I somehow realized some little nectar of them, and this has made my heart eager for more. I want more. Thus, through these verses, I bow down to their abode, Braja, and its inhabitants. My dear devotees, Raghunath Goswami sets is weeping. Some say you can hear his crying still, but you need to go to Radhakund. There you will hear his crying. He's weeping. Oh, give me nectar. I'm dying. Oh no, I'm burning. Oh no, I'm hurting. I can only be saved by the nectar of your food. This, of course, brings us into the right mindset in which we can appreciate Raj. Do you remember what is the right mental attitude? What is in fact the price you have to pay in order to relish the sweetness of Radha and Krishna? Do you remember what is the price? Someone says humility, other eagerness. The very immersed person is knowing the answer. Eagerness. Eagerness is the price for everything. If you don't really want this more than you want, material objects, you will never get it. You have to, there's only one path, one road, one walkway, one path, one way, one gateway. It is very, very all-consuming eagerness. So let us read a little here. Deeply absorbed in bhajan, Sri Raghunath is weeping on the banks of Radhakund. He cannot remain alive. without seeing the Lord directly. Occasionally, a transcendental vision of the sweetness of Sri Sri Radha Madhava awakens in him. And when he relishes this sweetness, it expands a supernatural bliss in his consciousness. But then a moment later, the vision ends and his lamentations double in intensity. The analogy is given by the Goswamis that the short vision of Radha and Krishna, they are like a streak of lightning in the midst of the dark night. Suddenly, you can see everything. But alas, this short streak of lightning is quickly disappearing and everything again merges in darkness and lightness. So when do you have this streak of lightning where for a short moment something comes through the darkness of the heart? I would say perhaps it happens when we travel. Perhaps it happens when we hear how Krishna was sitting on a stone near Giriraj and a breeze came and lifted the dhoti for a moment so that his beautiful blue leg was visible, and the cowherd boy started to dance and shout, "Let us have a festival, the festival of seeing the leg of Krishna." So maybe such a short moment when in the katha, when you can see how the breeze has lifted the dhoti and how the greatly anuragi cowherd boys say, "Now we want to dance and have a festival and distribute prasadam." Then you feel, wow, this is a good, wonderful, wonderful thing. So here, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur describes these momentary visions which happen in the consciousness of a devotee in his book Madhuya Kadambini. And I will read to you, because you all know Sanskrit, I will read in Sanskrit to you. Hanta hanta kenava aniva chaniya bhagyena. I know, at least I could not understand, but I know hanta, hanta means, oh no, alas, alas. Alas, by some indescribable stroke of luck, I've gotten this jewel in my hand. What offense did I commit that made it fall from my hand again? I'm ignorant. I don't know what I did. I cannot ascertain myself. I've become like a great fool. Where shall I go now? What shall I do? Whom shall I ask for the solution to this? I feel completely empty, as if I'm left behind by all my relatives. I feel without any shelter, as if burning in a forest fire. It is as if the three worlds are swallowing me up. So, I will come to an end now. Yes. So this eagerness which develops when you have tasted a little drop of sweetness, something little, you all should be able to remember that something little which you had in a moment of clearer maybe not perfectly clear conscious, but clearer consciousness. This is the treasure of your life. The treasure of your life is whatever little drops of sweetness Radha and Krishna have bestowed upon you. It's interesting, in Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami describes the mood of a sadhaka. He says, "May Radha and Madhava, who are shining with two types of splendor." What is the splendor of Radharani? A golden splendor. And what is the splendor of Samsunda, of Madhava?
Sapphire.
Sapphire, like this sapphire. Even beauty, no beauty. But this is the most beautiful sword I have seen on you till now, Devasita. So may Radha and Madhava, who are shining with a golden and bluish splendor, whose eyes are dancing in a spotless festival of play. Radha and Madhava have dancing eyes, and Srimati Radharani, when she looks with the dancing eyes, it has been described, the eyes are dancing like the reptile bird. We have seen yesterday on the banks of the Ganga, there was this bird, the tail was always going like this. So Radha, when Srimati Radharani looks like this on Krishna, his turban falls down because he's so touched. Then, a little later, his flute falls down. But that's not all. So Shyam Sundar's absolute, defeat, his dhoti slips down, shum, and he falls. When a warrior is entering a battlefield, and his turban or his head thing where he is protected falls down, then when his weapon falls down, Krishna's weapon is the flute, so, and finally his dress falls down, he is absolutely defeated. So this is happening by Srimati Radharani's dancing eyes. And also when Radha goes in the morning to Krishna's house, he sees a sapphire at the gate to Nanda Maharaj. It's Krishna whose effulgence is like a sapphire. And at that moment, Krishna just looks at her with dancing eyes. Hare Krishna. At that moment, my dear devotees, Radha whispers to Lalita, "I cannot continue to walk. There are pebbles, hard stones on the path." And Lalita, taking the pebbles like shalagram shila, says, "Radhe, perhaps these petals are not on the path, perhaps these petals are in your heart." And Srimati Radharani has to agree. Then she cannot continue her path because she's overwhelmed with the sweetness of Radha's glances. So they delight each other with their dancing eyes. They are anointed with an endless cleverness and erotic games, yes, and they are delighted greatly by the nectarian fragrance of their mutual dearness. So may all this attack my mind in all respects. So first he wants to see the bluish color, then he wants to see the eyes of Radha Madhava. Then he wants to, what was it, smell? He wants to see the pastimes, and then he wants to see to have the smell of Radha Madhava. My dear devotees, when you go to Brajadam and you avoid Loi Bazaar and politics and your own mind, which when it's materialistically inclined, at that time, my dear devotees, Krishna is making some arrangement for you. It is said, actually, the one who makes arrangements is Radha. There is Lalita is walking through Braj. She's always spying and looking. And if she sees someone wanting to meet Radharani, then she takes this person and brings her to Radha. So, there are many favorable helpers in Braj who bring you to Krishna. The associates of Radha and Krishna are there, Tulsi Devi is there, the different Leela's dance are there, the Kalpa Vrikshas are there, and they all work together to bring the devotee closer to Radha Madhava. That's why this work, Braj Vilas Tava, which describes to you the whole world of Krishna, is so important, because if you know who can bring you to Krishna, you will be very enthused. I will end with some very nice story which I heard once. There was one Baba, very advanced devotee, who was every day putting his wastewater, which he had used from in some ways, washing the fruits and so on. He brought that to one tree and he nourished the trees. In Braj or in the simple life of Vrindavan, nothing is wasted, no? I don't think it was wastewater. It was water which was, not wastewater, which was left over, which was in his lota. Then this Baba went for 5 days katha somewhere, listening about Krishna's pastime, and the tree could not have the drink, a daily drink from the Baba. And the tree was very, very, he really missed it. So what he did, when the Baba returned, he spoke to the Baba, Baba, don't go like this. You are killing me. Then I have not your water. I have nothing which holds me, nothing which keeps me in this world. Oh, said the Baba, tomorrow is another katha, I have to go. No, said the tree, don't go. Then the Baba, who was very intelligent, said, well, I go to kathas to hear about Krishna, so that Krishna enters the holes of my ears, but if you can show me Krishna, then I don't need to go to katha. You must know, in Braj, those who know, they know that trees are very special. They are very much able to fulfill desires. Deva Shikar is nodding his head. You have some experience with that. Therefore, you will find out first-class devotees, they will always nourish one tree and give water to one tree. This was told also by one of our friends who lives in Vrindavan, that if you want some high result, give water to one Kalpa Vriksha tree. You can also give to Tulsi Devi, of course, as you wish. But some water has to be given. So this tree said, oh, you're asking something very high. But I can tell you, Krishna comes every day back from cow herding. So he takes the path by Giriraj. You sit there and Krishna will come. So in this way the Baba reached his perfection. He sat on the path and he saw a herd of cows, but then he saw in the back one cowherd boy. He was just not in a hurry, he was just dancing and so on. He knew, no, that's him! That's him, that's him! So he went to this cowherd boy and said, "Oh, Lala, you please sit with me for some time?" The cowherd, "I have no time." "No," said the Baba, and he grabbed the feet of this cowherd boy. "You cannot leave me now." Oh, I must leave you. My mother gets angry when I get too late home." But the Baba was by now feeling Baba and crying so much that finally the cowherd boy revealed himself to be none other than Shyam Sundar Krishna. Hare Krishna. This is the power of the trees of Braj. And yeah. I think we are all sitting here under one other tree. Taruni Radha, the one root of the tree is touching you already. You are very close to perfection. So, therefore, I request you all to be devotees. Silent now. I will just read to you the verse, and for a moment you please pray like Raghunath Das Goswami. Okay, ready? Do a deep inhale and a deep exhale. I greatly yearn to see my most beloved king and queen, Sri Sri Radha Madhava. The memory of Radha Madhava is like a single drop from the nectar ocean of their sweetness. And this sweetness has made my heart so very eager to see them. Thus, through the verses of Braj Vilas Rava, I bow down to their abode Braja and its inhabitants. So you can, we can bow in the direction of Vrindavan. I think it's somewhere here, in that direction. Don't get stuck with the distractions, but pray to Vrindavan Dham that you may taste the sweetness of Radha and Krishna. Always, always, always. Hare Krishna. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, Ganga, Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga. Ganga, 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 Ganga.
Ganga, 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 oh, Ganga, 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 Ganga,
Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Ganga, Gan